of Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Ryan and I will talk about the big results of last week's games, and then we'll also talk about the final week of the regular season this week. And we'll also take a look at high school OT's playoff projections, as some teams in the county have made their projections. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Hey, Ryan, it's good to be with you. We are winding up the season, the regular season, getting ready for some conference tournaments, and so a lot of basketball still to be left to play.
That's right, and we'll get right into it as the Clinton Dark Horses, men's and women's teams, stay undefeated in conference play going into the final week. Clinton getting a big win against West Bladen on Friday night, both girls and boys. Just a really phenomenal performance.
Yeah, I thought that was their best performance of the season. They really defensively really buckled down, and you could tell that they evidently Coach Jordan in practice had really been preaching defense over the last couple of games because there's been kind of a lackluster effort. But coming in the last night, he really did a nice job of having his teams focused in on playing defensively. And that team really played harder defensively than it did offensively. And if this team can continue to do that, then they can make a long run to the state playoffs.
Now, the Dark Horses, when they first met against the West Bladen Knights, it was a 52-51 victory. But we thought it was going to be that close again, but it obviously wasn't. A 72-52 victory for the Horses. And they advanced to be 12-0, most likely going into the conference tournament with a one seed. 12-0 in conference play. Wallace-Rose Hill jumps West Bladen with an 8-3 record. Another good team there, phenomenal season. Obviously, they started late. What can we say about them?
Yeah, you know, nice job by Wallace. You know, they got off to a late start because of football, and they've really just been grinding, getting used to playing together, getting their basketball legs up under them. And for them to have a 8-3 record in this conference with that late start, that's a great job by Coach Robinson.
Now, looking forward in the next couple of weeks, we got conference tournament. Obviously, Clinton, a top seed in that, but we would think that Clinton would make it to the championship round. Who would we face off? Who would Clinton face off in the championship round of the top teams in that conference?
You know, I love conference tournaments. You know, the level of play increases, the intensity increases. And you never know what can happen in a conference tournament. And so, you know, Clinton's going to have to be prepared. I think Wallace and West Bladen are going to probably battle it out to face Clinton in the championship game. So it should have come down to those three teams. And I anticipate Clinton, you know, walking away with the conference tournament, hopefully. But you never know. You know, that's why we play the games. And I think the tournament's going to be down in Pender this year. So, you know, Pender, you know, they're right there at 5-5, so you never know what could happen.
Now, looking at those middle-tier teams such as Pender, Midway, and Trask, which of those teams could make a run in that conference tournament and maybe surprise a few teams?
You know, they just beat up on one another. I mean, you know, you never know from night to night who's going to win those games with Pender, Midway, Trask. You know, I think East Bladen, you know, they're sitting there at 1-10 in the conference, but I think they're really a team that could really surprise someone in the conference tournament and have an upset win. So you better come ready to play, because I promise you that there's not going to be an easy game in that conference tournament.
And obviously on the girls' side of that conference, four-county conference tournament, you've got Clinton and East Bladen standing at the top, 12-0 and 9-2 records. Looking at that side, on the girls' side, which team can give Clinton the most trouble?
Nobody. I mean, that's real simple. On the girls' side, nobody. There's not a team in the conference that can play with Clinton. And so I anticipate Clinton just breezing through that conference tournament and hopefully getting one of those top three seeds coming state playoff time.
Now, over on the Carolina Conference, we've got Hobson and Lakewood fighting it out for 3-4 spot in that conference. Hobson losing to James Keenan this past week. And a tough matchup. But out of those two teams, which team will make it farther in their conference?
You know, obviously, Hopton, you know, is having a good year. And, you know, Lakewood's coming on strong here late. So hopefully, you know, I think Hopton is able to play with James Keenan and Spring Creek. So hopefully, you know, they could come away with an upset win and do really well in conference. What's so good about the Lakewood is the with them having these wins here late in the season, that puts them in play for the state playoffs. And so hopefully they can continue to win a couple more games and solidify their spot in the playoffs.
And you mentioned a spot for the playoffs is at stake, and we've got some playoff projections from High School OT here with us. We promised you from last week, but looking down this, on the 1A boys side, you've got Hobton at number 20 facing Gates County in the first round. This is obviously not the official bracket, but these are just projections. And then Lakewood at number 26 facing Southeast Halifax. Looking forward, if these two teams win, can they get a higher seed in the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's what you want to do. If you can win a few games here late in the season and do well in your conference tournament, then that hopefully that seeding will increase. As you said, these are just projections, so we're all just taking a guess at this. But, you know, it's tough going on the road and playing in the playoffs, and so you want that higher seed, so maybe – you may get lucky and maybe have a home game down the road somewhere. But if you fall in those 20 to 26 seed, you're not going to have a home game. So you just got to, you know, prepare yourself to be road warriors.
And the dark horses on the boys' side of the playoff projections get a number 3 seed from High School OT. A very interesting bracket there is Northside Jacksonville is the 2 seed down at the bottom of their bracket. They faced before this season, early in the season. Obviously, Northside came away with the win. Northside is undefeated on the season. Looking forward to late rounds in the playoffs. Can they match up and possibly have a rematch of the early season game?
Yeah, I think this bracket sets up nicely for Clinton, believe it or not. You know, First Flight is always a threat because, you know, they'll shoot 35, 40 threes a night, and so they, you know, they're always a threat. If they're really hot, they could give you some problems. But you know, it's just a collision course again with Northside, and I think Clinton's a better team than Northside. You know, Clinton played them earlier in the year, but Clinton was short some players because of football. I think this bracket sets up nicely for Clinton. So hopefully, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get that bracket and be able to roll through these playoffs. And roll on into the sectionals.
You mentioned how good this bracket turned out, and you've got West Bladen in that same bracket as well from the Ford County Conference. As they would probably have to face Northside Jacksonville, a tough team, in the second round. First round of the playoffs start on February 21st. Second round, obviously, on the 23rd. But looking forward, Clinton Girls got a number 2 seed. Facing First Flight, another tough team. Obviously, all these teams are going to be tough because they're making it into the playoffs. But looking forward, they'll probably have to face East Duplin and maybe another Northside Jacksonville rematch.
Yeah, that East Duplin game will be a great game to watch. That's kind of a tough second round. But, you know, Clinton has had a great season, and I think they'll continue to have a great season on into the playoffs. Hopefully, they can make a deep run. And the great thing about the way things have set up right now, if we can both boys and girls can continue their winning ways, they're both going to be guaranteed, I think, at least maybe 3 home games. And it's a little unique situation because the girls and the boys would be playing the same night. So that's a little unusual in the state playoffs. But it gives the fans an opportunity to come out and support both the girls and the boys during the state playoffs.
Obviously, we're hoping for some good results in the next few weeks. Obviously, last regular season week of the season this upcoming week, and then we'll start conference tournament. We'll have some guests in the next couple of weeks, such as Matthew Creech and maybe another Randy Jordan appearance on the show during the playoffs and conference tournaments. So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron. For Ron Davis and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.